This is Eb Eberlein with Arizona Trails. October in northern Arizona can be glorious. The aspens turn golden, and the occasional Rocky Mountain maple lends an air of autumn in Vermont. Let's head 31 miles north of Flagstaff today to a family outing that most people ignore on the drive to Grand Canyon. Take Highway 180 north from Flagstaff, and at about milepost 247, look for the sign pointing to Red Mountain on the west side of the road. You've topped the plateau at this point and have begun heading down the north slope and into the rain shadow. Ponderosa pines are giving way to pinyons and Utah junipers. You're reaching the northern edge of the San Francisco volcanic field, the largest such in North America. Virtually every hill is a cinder volcano. Sunset Crater is the most recent and most well-known, with its own national monument, having erupted a mere 900 years ago. One of my favorites is an especially perfect symmetrical cone called S.P. Crater. Unfortunately, I can't share what that stands for on a family-friendly radio show. Truth be told, the volcanic field is due for another eruption any time. As you head down the hill, you'll notice the pinyon pine in this region has taken a severe hit with the drought and the bark beetle infestations of recent years, and there are many dead trees. Red Mountain is easily recognizable from the highway. Unlike the rest of the symmetrical cinder cones in the area, it has been eroded in a unique fashion. It has a small drainage running down from the summit, which has become a mini Bryce Canyon on its northeast side. The dirt road leading from the highway goes in about a quarter mile to a parking lot. An unmarked but clear trail leads into this drainage basin. Within a few hundred yards, you find yourself in a jumble of pinnacles topped with lava bombs, twisting and turning drainages leading in all directions, and rich red cinders. There's a small dam built by some pioneer at the point where things get really interesting. The poor soul was undoubtedly disappointed by cinder's water-holding capacity. I don't imagine the dam has ever held much water. Small children might need a boost up here, but the going is easy as you explore the multitude of dendritic channels which come from all directions in this maze. There are a few small overhangs that are sheltered by the more erosion-resistant lava layers that one can pretend are caves. Care should be taken in the cinders because erosion is happening unusually rapidly here, and slopes can be slippery with loose material. No worries, because you can't get lost. When you come to a dead end, simply turn around and head down channel to find your way out. This place can be meditative or silly as the mood of your party lends itself to the fairyland-like quality of this alcove. There's a sense of privacy here. Even if other folks are around, it's easy to find a quiet corner, and sound just doesn't travel here. Plan an hour to 90 minutes with the kids, but they may not want to leave. Who cares about seeing the Grand Canyon when there are brownies and gnomes hiding nearby? Looking forward to seeing you on the trail. This has been Eb with Arizona Trails.